This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by reporter Tyler Pratt. Hey, Tyler.
Hi, Jen.
Well, if you've been following Pennsylvania election news this week and feeling confused, you're not alone. The nation is watching as counties are in the middle of a statewide recount in the Republican Senate primary race between celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz, who has a tight lead over hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick. Some experts don't think a recount's going to change much in the end. But there's a lot of talk about undated mail-in ballots. Tyler, tell us what's going on.
So it all stems from Lehigh County's 2021 election and 257 undated mail-in ballots that still haven't been counted, a case that has been working its way up all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Last year, a local Republican judicial candidate sued to exclude them. His race against the Democrat is so close, those ballots could impact the outcome. And essentially, it's been twists and turns for months. The ACLU has gotten involved, different courts have ruled different ways, and now Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued a stay this week saying, hold off on including undated mail-in ballots and totals for the time being.
Now, Tyler, does that mean the Supreme Court is going to rule on this case? I know there was a similar issue in November 2020 in the general election, but judges tossed out a Republican lawsuit then about counting millions of mail-in ballots.
We don't know. They can choose not to hear it once an appeal is filed. What is different now is the undated portion of these ballots. One party argues voters didn't follow state law by not signing the outer envelope. The other says it was a mistake. They were in on time. And is the outer date even relevant to a ballot's validity?
And that's not all. There's even more to the state's legal dramas over elections, as these Republican Senate candidates, McCormick and Oz, are also in another legal battle over counting mail-in ballots. And here in the Valley, so are candidates in at least one of our local races.
It's a lot of election judicial news in Pennsylvania to keep your head spinning. But we are following it closely, Jen.
Well, it's already feeling like summer and COVID cases are on the rise. Let's talk about the situation here in the Valley.
Over the past week, the region has reported more than 1,200 new cases. But keep in mind that that number reported is much lower than the actual number of cases due to people testing at home, as much as 30 times higher. A doctor at St. Luke's recently told that to WLVR News.
So wait a minute, Tyler. That's like 36,000 new cases this week, possibly, here in the Lehigh Valley.
That's a huge number, but local health professionals tell WLVR that, however, the cases are milder and people are more prepared than in previous waves.
It sure feels like a lot of people are getting sick right now with the flu and colds and other maladies. We have health reporter Brittany Sweeney looking into this with area health professionals, and we're going to report back on that soon.
Jen, if I may, I'd love to highlight one really lovely story we did this week. A local organization that helps kids build and keep bicycles just got a massive infusion of federal cash.
So that's Community Bike Works. I know they've been in the Valley since 1995, and they got $1.5 million to grow the operation, right?
They're going to open up a new youth center and shop in Easton, and reps say they'll now be able to help 600 kids a year, not just build bikes, but learn life and leadership skills. Here's Josh Ortiz speaking this week. He joined the program when he was 13, and now he's 26 and a mentor with Bike Works.
Through the program, volunteering, and later getting my first job, I learned the importance of a strong work ethic, responsibility, and what it means to lead by example.
Reps for the organization say they also provide a variety of after-school programs and even offer help getting into college. And after kids build their bikes, they can become paid youth apprentices.
Tyler, that story made me want to learn to build my own bike, and we do have some nice biking weather coming up here in the Valley over the next couple of days. Sounds like a good time to get out and maybe enjoy some of the area's green spaces. Tyler, have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us.
You too, Jen. Thanks.
That's Tyler Pratt, reporter at WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.